Passover begins tonight at sunset. Jewish congregations in Utah are finding ways to apply the messages of the approximately 3,300-year-old holiday in the 21st century. KUER's Emily Anderson reports.
According to the Hebrew Bible, Jews were liberated from slavery in Egypt in the Hebrew year 2448. We are currently in the year 5777 on the Hebrew calendar, and the story still holds deep spiritual significance for Utah's Jewish community. Rabbi Benny Zippel of Salt Lake City's Chabad-Lubavitch Synagogue says that he teaches his congregation that Passover is a time for personal growth.
We don't believe in celebrating Passover in the past tense. Passover has a very practical connotation in that it is the chance that every individual is given every year anew to overcome his or her own boundaries, narrows, straits, restrictions, and experience personal freedom and redemption.
While the story of Passover continues to resonate for the Jewish community, so do its traditions. Over the last few days, Rabbi Zippel has been busy preparing for Seder, a ritual that marks the beginning of Passover.
I've been distributing what is known as matzah, the flat traditional bread the Jews eat, are commanded to partake of on Passover, which is indicative of personal humility as opposed to the puffiness of the bread that we eat all year round, which is indicative of self-awareness and arrogance.
There's a community Seder at 6 p.m. Monday night at the I.J. and Janae Wagner Jewish Community Center. Emily Anderson, KUER News.